Oh, we're talking about throbbing penises right now.
It's especially useful if you have a lot of foreskin. It's very effective. You just put a rock in your foreskin, and then you whip it.
And then you just
you probably would have to develop a lot of hip articulation because that's probably not easy to whip it.
Yeah.
But you could do it. And it would be like, you know, it's like you make a tiny little ball of wet saliva paper and you put it in a straw and spit it at someone. Instead of that, it's a tiny little, I wouldn't say rock because that would probably wreck your foreskin. So probably a little paper ball, but it's wet with urine. And you whip it at someone. That's way worse.
Could you, like, stick something in your... Oh, my gosh.
Thinking too much about that right now.
Could you, like, stick something in there and then, like, launch it with the force of your piss?
No. You can maybe launch it with the force of your hemorrhage.
Yeah, but just, like, lightly stick it in... I don't know...
No, I don't think you understand. Pee is not like a geyser. Maybe yours is.
Okay, well, when you really need to pee, like when you've been holding it in for hours, you can make it a geyser.
No, not as strong. Not that strong. Maybe. Have you seen geysers? They lift people up. I don't know how potent. Well, you'd be flying if that were the case.
Yeah,
I would be flying
geyser.
Backwards.
I don't levitate when I pee. I wish.
Oh, that's a great superpower, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Has anybody done that?
You can fly anywhere.
That's like a natural jetpack. Hydraulic jetpack. But I guess only women can use it, because if you're a man, you're like flying with a thruster in Garry's Mod. It's probably not that easy to... Because then it's like, it's too articulate. If you're a male. Anyway, what were we talking about before the stream started? I said something, and then
time travel, right. Okay,
yeah,
so
time traveling
how would it
to
work?
The exact same second.
I feel like, well, there's that, but also time travel in general. Can't you, like, not time travel past your lifetime? Do you stay you, or do you become a new version of you? Like, if you time travel 20 years in the future, would you become 20 years older?
It's
or is there
impossible.
A version of you who's 20 years older, and then there's just you?
No, that's not time traveling. If it's the same you from right now, if it's not an alternate timeline, it's not time traveling. Because if you do that and then you go like backwards, let's say you're 15 and you go back 16 years, you become what? What do you become? You become nothing.
Right, yeah, you don't exist.
So it's not time traveling. So you'd have to create an alternate timeline. So, you'd have to be, like, if you, let's say I go back 5 minutes, there would be two time machines. I just cloned it.
Right. Yeah, I guess you'd have to.
And that's why it wouldn't matter. Like, what if I went back in time and killed my own grandfather? Yeah, but it wouldn't matter because you just made a clone of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And so the creator of you isn't your grandfather anymore. It's your clone who has a grandfather in his timeline.
Yeah, because it's paradoxical. Like, if you wouldn't exist, like, you go back... your grandfather, you stop existing, but you weren't there to exist in the first place. That's a paradox, so you have to create a clone of yourself.
Now, what if you time traveled every time you peed, and the stronger you peed, the further back in time you'd go?
Well, how much?
You'd be going back in time all the time.
Like measuring, actually, how fast does pee?
You right now, you'd be in like the medieval ages. It would be your dream, and then you'd be holding in a lot of pee.
Yeah.
Because you pee
right
every
now,
15 minutes.
I pee so often. I would be. Well, we'd have to decide how far you go back.
What if you didn't know that? What if you didn't figure it out? What if every time you left, you're like 5 minutes before? You're like, oh, that's weird. And your dad says the same thing again. You're like, huh? Just told me that. Just told me that. And he's like,
yeah,
no, I
pee
didn't.
I pee every 15 minutes, and every time I pee, I go back 15 minutes.
Oh my god, that's a nightmare. You're giving me anxiety right now. It's making me think about that. Because I'm trying... Like, what if it went back, like, a year?
Dude, that's base, Joshua. I mean, like, online school is cool, but I kind of wish right now I was in regular school. Because, like, people aren't taking finals. Base and Red Pill. And I hate tests. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how, like, time travel ideas work. Is it even, like, possible? Like, in a real sense? No, right?
I don't think so.
Because there... Well, are there alternate timelines for real?
I don't know why. I don't know what. But if that's the case, that's the explanation. The only one that I have for time traveling is that you're entering a different universe in which time is late 5 years or whatever. Like, time started later. But everything else is the same. It's just, like, a different time. But it's a different universe where time started in a different time.
Can you even... Nothing about this. God exists outside of time.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it, like... If you go to the afterlife, it's kind of like outside of time as well, because it's eternal, right?
Yeah. What's your question?
That's weird.
That's your conclusion?
Yes, like...
You're like Joe Rogan right now.
If you're...
You ask a really expansive question, and you get a simple answer, go, huh? That's crazy.
I don't know. I was thinking, like, wouldn't you know everything then?
What do you mean?
That's going to happen? Or are you just, like, separate?
You would know everything. If it's the same timeline, but time is later or earlier, depending, you would know what would happen.
I mean, like, in the afterlife, like, that isn't a timeline.
I don't think... Is there a timeline? What does that mean?
Oh, mom.
It's a tough, like, time... Are we on a timeline, properly put, that we can go back and forth? I don't think it is. Because if it were, then you'd become sperm. Or bones. So it could not be just a timeline. It had to be an alternate universe. Where they can be two of you at the same time. Or another time machine. So you'd just be entering a universe in which a time machine materialized in a random time. That's what you'd be doing. What if you went, like, where would you go if you could time travel to anywhere? But for, like,
hold on.
3 months only.
Okay.
Time and space travel. You'd go anywhere in the world at any time.
Oh, can I do anything? Can I stop things from
happening? Yeah, you would be there as a real person.
It doesn't seem very, like something I should be allowed to do.
But let's say God said so.
Couldn't I, like, stop, like, them from eating the apples?
That's like pre-time.
Or do certain things have to happen?
Isn't that pre-time?
Isn't that, well, it's outside of time.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Let's say go back to, like, Stone Age. From Stone Age to, like, 40,000 years from now.
Okay.
Where would you go?
Right, because you travel through time, not through eternity.
Let's limit it to, like, a 12,000 years ago and 12,000 years in the future. That's the limit God imposed. He said you can only do those. You can travel 12,000 years.
I can just stay there forever, until I die.
No, you have 3 months.
Okay, 3 months. So I can't just, like, choose a better time to live in and just. And I can't, like, see what's well, probably better to go back than forward.
Aren't you curious though? How it's gonna?
Yeah, I'm curious, but, like, if it's dystopian. Do I have to stay there for 3 months?
No, you can come out earlier. Okay. The limit is 3 months. You can go back, like, a second later.
Oh, man, I'd have to think about that for so long if that were real.
God is like this. Come on. Right now.
Because that's a serious, like, you could do some crazy stuff. I mean, what is the best thing you could possibly do? Maybe, like, kill who? Kill, like, Rothschild or something?
Would you, I don't, like, God doesn't say whether you should do anything or if you should just document it. Because I don't feel safe doing that. I don't feel safe altering history.
Yeah, there's always butterfly effect. Well, you're inevitably, by going there, you're going to alter it somehow, even in a really tiny way that could...
Let's say that small actions won't... There's like a... Some time defense... Self-defense mechanism that if you don't stray too big, it's going to, like, just correct it. So if you don't, like, kill Hitler, it's just going to correct it. If you tickle Hitler's balls once, he's going to be fine. Everything's going to be the same. Hmm. Where would you go? Let's say, okay, five. You can do that five times. Go. You can pick five times. you can go five different places, five different points in time.
Is it, like, inevitable that... I feel like even if you kill, like, the main bad politician child rapist, I, like, kill, like, the founding fathers or something? Oh, man, that would be horrible. But... Yeah, that's outside of time, so that's off limits. The limit is 12,000.
12,000 years.
12,000 back around or you. Forward.
So if I remember correctly, that's when civilization began.
I mean, what would happen if I killed the founding fathers? Would America
would probably be... Who would colonize it? Wait, be right back. Hold on.
Yeah, someone would colonize it, right? I feel like some things are just bound to happen because this world is so effed up. What could I actually change and stop from happening? Can I, like, stop communism or something like that? What would China look like? Yeah, I guess that'd be it'd just be a British colony instead. I'd have to think of a way that, like, somehow some plot of land could be kept up. Well, 12,000, yeah. That's way before any nations were set up or anything like that. So maybe you could... I'd have to read warranty.
Okay, I'm back. But... Did you pick anything?
Well, I was thinking about, like, could I stop communism from happening?
I don't think you... Well, let's say... Okay, I'm just adding more things into this. The first thing is that at the end of the fifth trip, you go back to your timeline. The things you changed are not permanently altered. But within the five trips, if you kill Hitler in the first one, in the fifth one, let's say you go, like, to right now, Hitler would be dead. But then after 3 months, you'd come back to this timeline where Hitler was alive.
So none of my changes are permanent?
Only permanent in the trips. After the trips are over, you go back to this world.
Okay. So really, you would just be like, I go wherever I want and have a good time.
Yeah.
Or, like, fulfill curiosity.
Yeah.
But am I, like, invincible or can I die?
You can die, yeah.
Yeah, I guess I could try to figure out certain things, like certain questions, like Nazi occultic stuff or what's gonna happen in the future or something like that. But you really wanna know, I mean, thriving in the future kinda seems like things are predetermined or something like that. Cause if you travel into the future like 5 years and find something really terrible happen.
Okay, you gotta pick at least one.
Stop it when you go back into your own
pick
time.
Pick one time to go.
Okay, what would be a cool place to live, actually? I don't know.
I'm thinking the Holocaust.
Can you bring anything with you?
I would look into it. What?
Yeah, I would. I would research that as well, but can you bring anything with you into the past?
Yeah, you can.
The question is whether it actually works. Like, Wi-Fi wouldn't be a thing because it's a satellite.
Oh, yeah, your pictures, that you, the things you put into your time machine, you can bring stuff back from the alternate timeline zone.
If anything is.
So you can have pictures of Hitler with, like, a funny hat on that you gave him.
Dude, that's crazy. Oh man, you could get like, you could go really far back and then like get something that's worth, that would be worth so much money in the present day.
Yeah, like sell it. You could keep a close, you could keep a close eye on the Ark of the Covenant, see where it is, and you know where it is. Yo, it's here.
Dude, you could have so, you could do so many cool things with that. Yeah.
Okay, number one. I would go to the Holocaust. I mean, yes. It's not a place. I would go to Auschwitz in 1934. See what's really and I would like be walking around. I'm super powerful, so I can speak Hebrew. Or rather, Yiddish. They didn't speak Hebrew. In German. I would ask, like, hey, what are those guys doing? What if they were, like... What if they liked it? Because, like, there's, like, these... prisoners right now who commit crime to be in prison because that's better than being on the streets. Safer. So what if Jews like that?
It was a song that just played, Nothing to Do with Me by Stereolab. Well, yeah, the thing is, it doesn't actually affect anything in your own timeline, because it's an alternate one. But everything's basically the same.
You can bring stuff back with you, though.
Yeah.
They won't replace the things, like, if you bring, if you take it, you know, because it's another timeline, you come back from it. If you bring, like, let's say you find the Holy Grail, and you bring back the Holy Grail, you can make, like, two Holy Grails. Exist in the same universe.
Right.
What if the Jews aren't even there? I go to Auschwitz, it's like a bunch of...
Yeah, figure out what happened in Nazi Germany. Honestly, I'd like to just walk around.
Yeah.
Look at stuff. Probably look awesome. Of course, go back to, what was the freaking place that's, like, ANCAP or whatever?
Liechtenstein or, Icelandic Commonwealth?
But yeah, but the Icelandic Commonwealth. Go there, see what's up. Probably just general medieval times when Catholicism was very prevalent. Yeah, but no time passes in your timeline, so you'll be gone for like a year and however many months, but nobody will know. Couldn't you, I guess that'd be against the rules.
What?
Like time travel within the time travel... thing, like loop access time machine
function. What do you mean?
Like if you time travel back and then within that time travel journey you time travel to another place, because you're only allowed
just
five
be another...
times. Five like time jumps.
The machine would work, wouldn't work, because there's no. It's not a. It's not even a machine. It's like you have the power to do it. You can't. You just have the power. It's not a machine, even. You just have that power imbued.
Go back and meet Jesus? Yeah. Yeah. Jeez, that's so obvious.
No.
Yeah, probably go back to Old Testament times. Okay, yeah. Icelandic Commonwealth. Nazi Germany. Old Testament. Bill. What's the fifth one?
I don't know, cave times? What I would do, first I would go to Auschwitz, because I'm really curious. And I would go there to try to find out what's going on. Then I would go way back to the cave times, and I'll give him an iPhone. And then I would go back to right now and see what happened.
Okay, so you can bring things with you, not just bring them back.
Mm-hmm. You can bring That's things weird. With you and back. Cannot bring another person, though. Only the things, you know, on your body, object.
Yeah, That's well, the cruel? Thing about bringing things back is that it won't actually affect anything back in your timeline.
What if I, like, bring a hammer? I don't mean a hammer. I mean, like, a yapper.
Yeah, you could, yeah. Take a video of, like, you know, document, like, the last 3 months of Jesus' life and for everybody. So weird.
I would go back to, like, cave times and give one of the cavemen a freaking yapper and watch what he does with it. Then we'll go eat into the future and it's like, oh, we found this gun. What? We just found it. Somebody must have put it there and faked it.
Oh, right. You can bring things. Yeah, you could go all the way in the future and bring some you back.
I was not responding to anything in the chat, but French Panda... We'll get over it. I would go... Okay, I have three, then. Holocaust, to see if the Jews are, like, playing soccer with the old people in the retirement homes. I will go cave times. And give one of them a gun or an iPhone. Either or.
Well, this is all... I mean, wouldn't you be able to figure out, like, if history books...
I mean, how, like, are you smart enough to even do that? Because how would I see if evolution's real?
Oh, yeah, the time frame is only 12,000.
Yeah. What's wrong with responding to chat? Don't need to do it. Most people, they don't even want an answer. They want to say what they think. That's it. Not even a bad thing. I would go back and okay. So
yeah, even just going to a place where things are aesthetically better is worth it. Soak it all in, man. But you could definitely do things for like financial gain and all that. I mean, would that even be allowed? That seems like
you can only bring back stuff with you. You can't because I already said. The timeline alters you do in the trips, they after they're all over, they don't stick. But you can bring back valuable objects.
Yeah, but I'm saying if you go like 5 years in the future and like, or like a very short time in the future and some like stock goes cuckoo bananas.
Oh, you can do that. That's allowed. Okay, so I would leave the caveman and then now for the last two, I would make the Holocaust the first one, and then a second and a third. The second I would do I'll go in the future, see what's up, so I can come back and be like
How
like
far
telling
into
everybody
the future?
What's gonna happen. The 12,000 years. Just looking back.
12,000 years.
Mm-hmm.
What if love to come back immediately, right? Just that way
yeah.
you can avoid
it. Yeah, that's something terrifying that I imagine. I go forward like 12,000 years and I immediately get placed in like a DMT like fractal zone and I'm terrified of that.
Yeah.
Like I go 12,000 years in the future and I'm falling infinitely and everything is like
that's
polygons.
That's an assumption that like
woof, I'm right back.
Things don't end within that amount of time. Like the end times don't come.
Oh, you're not informed about that. They may come tomorrow. You're not going to get informed.
Right.
You don't know. So maybe you go forward 12,000 years and there's like a 100,000 meter creature like looking at you in a spectral fractal zone.
I mean, you wouldn't even be able to cuz you're traveling through time. It just wouldn't you just be this or something.
Yeah, it would be an abyss. Fractal abyss.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go that far into the future. I would not do that. I would go the second trip would be I go 5 years into the future because I haven't changed anything yet. The third one, I will start freaking around.
Can you,
the third one?
I guess you will be able to observe yourself in the future.
Yeah.
That'd probably be useful. I'd go like 20 years in the future and just look at myself and make sure I made where I end up.
I wouldn't want to look at what I'm doing. That's not what I want to interact with. I don't want to interact with my own like directly because that's too crazy in my head to see myself as another person. That would probably destroy it, like depersonalize me. So I wouldn't do that. I would go 5 years, see what's up money wise, and then the next trip I would go to not Jeffrey Epstein. What's the guy's name? John Kennedy, and I would like.
Figure out what happened. I would
stop his murder. Just see what happened. And like make it so that I nobody knows I did it.
Oh, I'm quiet. I'll turn myself up. Yeah, I've been a little bit far from the mic, so.
Okay, so Holocaust, 1 year into the future for money, then John Kennedy, then cave times, and now.
I mean, you can't space trip. Well, on your
initial journey.
On your initial journey, yeah, but like after you're already there, can you like jump around all over the place?
Yes, you can. Yeah.
Okay. That kind of makes you, like, invincible, though.
Yeah.
I mean, you can, like, get whatever you want.
Okay.
You could use it as, like, if you go just a tiny bit into the future, but you choose to, like, go to the Senate or something like that. Or, like, get Jeffrey Epstein's mansion, see what's poppin'.
Let's put a limit on that. You can only bring 3 things with you.
Yeah.
And out. 3 things with you and out. And back. You know?
For each trip or entirely?
Entirely. I mean, let's say you bring 3 things with you into the first one, and then you can keep 3 things and go into the second one. But at the end, you're going to have to limit it to 3 things. No, you're going
to
have
to bring clothes.
Clothes are an exception.
You'll just get dressed up for whatever the time period is.
Yeah, magically. That's what's going on. What would you bring with you and back?
I mean, 3 months. You could, I don't know. With me? Probably something like a laptop. But I mean, what can you do with that in the past?
Are you retarded?
A camera.
Oh, a camera, that makes sense. Yeah, that would be great. I'd definitely bring a camera. Camera with a gun. I would go with a camera, a gun, and an iPhone.
Isn't an iPhone a camera, though?
But I would give it away to the caveman. And I would keep the camera all the way through. I would keep the camera. Yeah. The gun, I would also give to the caveman. So I'd have one item in my magic pocket. Mm-hmm. And then what else would I pick up from those times? The second one is... Okay, yeah, I'll bring like an almanac of things because the second one is taking notes. No. Yeah. An almanac so I can take notes.
What would I bring back? Camera, notebook, and probably a gun as well. Could do some fun things with that.
That's what I go with, though. What do I come back with? Because I'm going to the Holocaust. What do I bring back from the Holocaust? If you could take one item from the Holocaust and everything surrounding it, what would you...
Well, you can take videos, and that's... You can literally interview people.
Yeah, but an object. Would you take an object?
Object. What is there? I mean, you could bring, like... Well, that's sort of... Wonder if they had like records or anything.
Of what?
That they kept.
Okay, so I'm bringing back just the camera with the everything in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then what else do I bring back? A notebook with notes so I can like invest right. One more item I need to bring back. What did I say again? Holocaust? Future, John Kennedy. Cave time. And right now. Okay. Cave times. Okay, from the cave time. What did I take from the cave times or the Holocaust? Those are my options. What would you bring back from the Holocaust or
did they have anything in cave time? I mean, I was considering going to like Israel back in the.
Or the Holocaust.
What would you bring back from?
Hitler suit? Yeah, I would bring you a suit because the guys we're supposed to deliver are never going to deliver.
Yeah,
I would go to Hitler Youth and get Sophia a costume.
Yeah, I was literally thinking about that. I was thinking there's got to be something better. But honestly, that would be cool.
I would bring, like...
I would go there and I would go to Nazi Germany... I would investigate concentration camps, but also I would just like join Hitler Youth and have a good time.
I'll go into Hitler's office and like snoop around. When he's out and doing the whole parade, the 7 hours thing, I'll just be snooping. Huh, interesting.
Hitler. I mean, maybe, I don't know. Maybe you could like kill penis him and bump? Inspect if he has a penis or not.
Snooping, huh, Hitler, penis pump? Didn't expect that.
Go to Antarctica? That's a good idea, actually. That's sort of space jumping abuse.
I'm not going to the cave times anymore. I'm going to Antarctica.
Yeah. What are you going to do in cave times?
Yeah, it's 3 months. I wouldn't be using it. I would do so little with those 3 months.
Mm-hmm. Antarctica, you can explore the freaking continent.
Yeah.
I want to bring like a, well, it depends on what time you're going to. You could just go like 1 second back just to get to Antarctica. Can you like go off the planet? Oh, it's dubious if you would survive, really.
Yeah.
Wanna game?
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to Antarctica. Right after I check out the Holocaust, I check out Antarctica. So that's my second.
Yeah, I think I already got mine. Gonna meet Jesus, gonna go take to out Israel, right, gonna go to Antarctica, gonna go to Nazi Germany, and gonna go 3 years into the future. Five.
Okay, I have one left then, because it took.
What about the time when they built the pyramids? Ooh. Do we want to know about that? How the pyramids came about?
Oh, the pyramids.
The pyramids.
Can you go back in time, kill the first Jew?
That probably wouldn't
not
be
the,
kosher.
Not the fake one.
Oh, fake one.
The first guy to say, you know what, I'm Jewish. Wait, you're not Jewish. Your dad is...
Oh, like, just to see what happens?
Your dad's Hungarian, and your mom is an Arab.
Like, there's a different the things that are worth about? Doing no, if you actually get to affect the timeline.
Just to be seen what's up. Then I go back to the future and everything's great.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess then the problem would be Freemasons. And we probably wouldn't even notice because they're all like us.
Yeah.
And we don't notice, I think. I think that's one of the reasons that the focus are more on Jews, even though it's 100% right. There's also probably a lot of stuff that we don't pick up on because it's done by Gentiles.
Yeah.
I feel like that's true. Because there's plenty of Freemasons going around right now, and we know of like 4 of them. And nobody else. So I don't know about that.
Is there anything we can do in GTA?
Isn't the lag gonna be a huge issue because we live in other places?
I don't know. I haven't played online much.
Okay, I got one left. What about where could I go? Where could I go? I don't want to go. I really. It seems interesting to go back to Jesus time, see what's up, but I don't think I would do that.
I would, because it'd probably make me a better person. That would be really trippy, because you live a year and 3 months, and you come back and nothing, and it's
well,
the exact same.
There's certain things that seem too big for me to be waddling around with. I wouldn't go back to meet Moses either. Maybe I'd see what's up with King Solomon, maybe. I don't know. But then the Antarctica and the Holocaust, what else is an interesting conspiracy we have? And Kennedy. Is Kennedy even worth it? Oh, okay, I'm back to 3. So, a few years in the future, Antarctica and the Holocaust. What are conspiracies? Give me big ones.
Check out 9/11.
9/11? Wow. Yeah.
Could find out what actually happened and take a video or something.
Oh my god, yes.
Like go into sneak into a conference room where they talk about like they plan it happening and all that stuff.
I can time travel and I check that out. I just follow Larry Silverstein because I'm pretty powerful in this different timeline, so I'm just following Silverstein around and I'm inside Tower 7 and I'm filming what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I filmed them putting the thing. I filmed myself going in.
I mean, how would you even explain that in current time? Yeah, I time traveled to get this video. Would people just say it's a deep fake?
This is considering it wouldn't affect. Okay, but I am affecting.
Wouldn't you get killed in present time?
Yes, you could.
For, like, bringing
so you
stuff
could
like
you
that.
Could do nothing with it. You could just sit at home with a camera with pictures of Jesus and 9/11,
mm-hmm.
and you do nothing with them, and you just show your kids, so they're scarred for life.
Yeah.
You show your kids, you show a bunch of people, and then you destroy it. so nobody ever can show it to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Like, dude, I have this guy won't show me footage of people blowing Tower 7 up. I'm like, what? Can you show me it? No, he destroyed it right after. Dude, you're lying. I'm not! Shut up. You're retarded.
Well, it'd probably be... It'd be worth it even if you got killed in present time for it.
Yeah, for sure. I would do it. I would upload it all to YouTube. Because
you could invest a lot of resources in distributing it so much that it could not possibly be...
There's a space left. A 9/11 Holocaust Antarctica. Few years in future. That's four. One more. One big one to figure it out.
Big red one?
Big red one.
Moon landing isn't that interesting.
Yeah. Wouldn't say it's interesting either.
Wasn't there a JFK?
I don't think that's too interesting either. Because I think a lot of people already know the answer. I don't think this matters.
Yeah. Are there any... Oh, yeah.
If I film Pizzagate, I would puke and kill myself.
That's true.
So I couldn't do that.
That
happened. No. I wouldn't do that. It wasn't who they say. I know someone who reviewed the footage of JFK. And you live in Dallas. I don't think that makes you specialist, but I'm open. I'm pretty sure it wasn't the mob. I'm pretty sure it was CIA, wasn't it? Special footage? What? No way. Okay, so we know a guy who talked to Bill Gates. We know a guy who knows someone who had access to special footage of JFK's death. Poria, what are you talking about? Okay, you're sounding like a specialist now. I give you credit. What are you talking about? That's what he said, at least. Oh, okay. Okay, one more. One space. One space left. What would I do? Did I prank Muhammad? If there's one thing I could do that would alter the timeline forever, I would definitely kill Muhammad. Because he did way more damage than anything else, I think. As far as things like that go.
Maybe figure out what's going on. Funny. All right. I want a game.
Bro, that's game.
What? Ooh, your volume is suddenly like teeny tiny weeny.
Teeny tiny weeny?
Yeah, you're super quiet now.
How about now, pal?
A little bit louder, but not even close.
Turn me down in OBS. But turn me up in your computer.
Okay. Penis.
Atlantis. Yes, I would actually. I would go back to Cape Times. No, Pangea. Oh wait. Was Pangea before? Probably was. Frick.
Yeah, that was a really long time ago. No, it's like hundreds of thousands. Should we try GTA or is that not gonna work?
It's not gonna work.
Bruh.
Probably do something else. Like, what should we do? Civ? Get some Civ in?
I don't really want to play Civ. I'm kind of feeling like killing people and raping children. I mean,
Yeah, I know. I mean, I don't. But you do you, my man. Yo, haha. You do you. You know?
Kind of just like driving around and just...
Yo, haha. Yo, haha.
Yeah, get footage of Muhammad raping kids.
This is what he looked like. Yeah, I could probably just do that. Take a picture.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, you Muhammad?
Oh, Muhammad Ali, biggest fan. What's up?
How do they speak? How do they speak like that? Are they retarded? Nobody tell them to speak properly ever?
What's the most retarded sounding language?
Speak properly. Shut up. You're annoying. Learn how to speak properly, dumb Arab.
Oh, probably Indians.
12,000 years ago to India.
Ugh.
And they're
it
like
didn't even exist tall, at that point. Buff. It didn't even exist at that point.
I am the Aryan. You can you cannot bring animals like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, dinosaurs are be extinct by then.
Yeah.
Oh man.
I go back in time to Sophia's crib and scream at her.
Dude.
Like, ah! You start crying. I start laughing.
Oh man, I go to like, I go to when you're, you were freaking born with poop in your head and face in your butt.
Yeah, how did you know? Yes, how did you know?
I'm sorry. Shut up. Shut the frick up. Your problem. It's way too loud. I'm gonna cry. This is so loud. I'm gonna cry and piss.
Any good movies you've seen recently?
No, movies suck and are horrible and I hate them.
Did I see any good movies recently? I watched Moana recently and it was interesting. Made me think about Snow White. Why are there 7 dwarves?
Why is this so laggy? Oh my. Stop this.
What are you playing? No! You're not supposed to do that. Stop that! Oh, okay. Got a fifth one. I'd go 12,000 years back in Japan.
Because
nobody knows what's going on.
Civilization in Japan was not a thing yet.
Yeah, what were they up to then? Were they cavemen?
There are only like people in Africa, right? Not on the other continents.
Like, not Africa, like a little bit up.
Middle East. The first place was the
Yeah, well, like, nobody knows where the Japanese came from.
Oh, right.
And, like, I would just go at them. I would just go to them, and I'd point at an object and say, Subaka, and I'd point at the other one and go, a kapusta. And then now, there would be Japanese people saying kapusta and Subaka and Markovka, and they didn't know where it come from. Guess who did it? This guy.
Hold on. How do I get this full screen, though?
Alt enter.
What? Shut up. Alt enter. Oh, that actually works. I thought you were lying.
Well, somebody's wrong.
Aha. Run me over, run me over. Why is it so loud? It's literally like level 3. Like, you're retarded. Shut up. Alright. Frick. How do I open doors and stuff and cars?
F.
F? Why is this my view? Oh, it's retarded. How do I change the... Oh, it's because of... I see. Getting too used to the assassins. Ah! My voice is way louder now? Oh, shoot. Wait, Victor, say something.
Booby! What's that?
I'll put you up a little bit. I see why. I have OBS here, like, monitoring it, and it says it's fine. No, not compared to Victor. What?
Compared to the game, I guess. But I don't know.
Compared to the game? Yeah, I don't want the game to be loud.
I'm blaring in your ears.
Hate game.
Gay noise?
Huh. I freaking hate gay noises. They're like gay men going,
"Argh." Gay noise.
Oh, you know.
Because, like, no, exclusively gay noise. Because if it's like gay sex noises, it's just sex noises for men, which could be straight. You wouldn't know. I mean, if you recorded it, you know, because there are two men. But.
Ah, my ears are getting blasted, raped right now. Ah.
Can you produce a gay noise with only a single person? What's a gay noise? You know what a gay noise is?
I don't want to try out.
No. It's like, it couldn't be gay sex noises. It literally couldn't be, because you would have to have two men for it to be gay. Otherwise, just a man. That is not necessarily gay. I'm talking exclusively gay. I have an idea.
What?
Gay man farting.
Alright, what is there to do this game except run people over? That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna go to the beach. Go over.
Okay. That's me. Oh, you heard about that guy running people over on the beach? Yeah, it's me.
Yeah, it's me. I thought about that in, like, Assassin's Creed. Like, wouldn't I become notorious simply for running people over? Hold the fort. Go online? I would never do that. I'm gonna get raped and killed.
Gayness isn't born, gayness is developed. This is a new challenge for everybody who's watching. Stop saying things I already know. Challenge for everybody ever, by the way, always, is give me something.
Yeah, don't tell people things they already know.
That's for everybody, but especially me, because it's very important to do right for me and treat me right and buy me gifts. Seriously though, everybody likes it when you tell them something that they've never heard before. And I don't get too much of that at all. I don't think I haven't heard anything.
Yeah, because we both are super geniuses who already know everything.
Yeah, basically. We know how to... I don't mean like go up to people and say, did you know that Obama...
Why are the police after me? I hit like one person. Is that really that much of a problem?
No. I mean like something interesting that nobody knows. I don't mean something new. Something no one knows. And it's interesting. Okay, Stanum. If that's true, that's interesting. Stanum says something interesting. Mushrooms can't really be classified. They are alien life forms.
I can't make my audio the same as, like, oh, the way OBS works is that that's not the way it is. Because there's volume knobs there and everything.
Are they? Really? For real? Is that a true statement? That they don't know how mushrooms came about? Because we know how, like, our brains came about, pretty much, evolutionarily speaking.
Aren't they just, like, fungi? Don't they have, like...
I know the effects of psychedelics can be run? Demonic, but yeah, I guess they just shift, retard. You idiot! You just walked right fucking into me. Start jumping. How do I run? Starts jumping.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm way too used to Assassin's Creed. Did I kill him yet? Bye.
Ask yourself, what's fungi? Isn't it like a plant? That is not smart enough to have branches and leaves, so their branches are leaves.
Probably died already. Probably stopped kicking.
At the same time, isn't that it? It ain't animal, vegetable, or I thought it was vegetable. Well, not a vegetable, but I guess like a plant.
Isn't there such thing as like a protist or whatever the freak?
Fauna, flora, and there's a mineral. I don't know the mineral, but I thought they were flora, right? Because I know virus. I know viruses, they don't know what the hell they are. Because they don't have nuclei.
Oh man, I didn't hit him. Hold on. I'm so sorry.
Fungi isn't like a plant? What is it then? I swore it was a plant.
They're in a different category.
What are they?
Fungi are their own category, as far as I know.
Yeah, well, are they? Are they plants?
No, they're fungi.
Ugh, that's so black. I hate it when scientists do that. Like, calling things idiopathic just means they don't have any idea.
Well, there's like six things. I forget what they're called, but I think they're like kingdoms. And one of them is plants, but another one of them is fungi.
It's a kingdom?
I don't know if that's the right word, but something like that.
Yeah, that's right, but it's a whole kingdom? Like, how many different kinds of fungi exist that there's a whole kingdom of them? Like, plants are a lot of variations, right? But I would imagine there aren't that many.
But, police, what for?
I mean...
Really? I'm just running people over. Is that such a big deal?
That's such a big deal. I mean,
you guys have they should have gotten out of the way. About? Yeah.
They could just like, walk out of the way, though.
Yeah.
Like, isn't that their fault? You should arrest them. You're like hurting my car right now for no reason. I was just driving through the walkway. And these people were in front of me.
Yeah, for some reason. Hold on. Wait, how do I turn off music in this?
Okay, that's pretty, like, okay, that's interesting, but how do you know they're alien life forms? Where do you get that from? Or is that one of those things you just know? And where did it come from? When did it split from, like, does it share anything with plants? What's up with that? Because I know viruses don't have nuclei, and that's really weird. They don't know how the hell to define life, if not that.
That's a prokaryote, right?
I don't know. Every cell has nuclei except viruses.
No. Not what? Are you retarded? There's a whole class of things called prokaryotes and they don't have nuclei.
What is it then that they don't have that everybody else has? No. Like nucleuses. What kind of cells don't have nucleuses?
Prokaryotes.
Nah, what? Really? Prokaryotes.
Yeah.
Prokaryotes don't have nucleus? Oh, it lacks a nucleus. Okay, what don't the viruses have? It lacks something. Is it a mitochondria? Spinal.
Are viruses even considered, like...
The fungi kingdom is so vague that it's kind of a joke. Okay, so it's like really small, so it wouldn't really be a kingdom.
Hey, Edgar Agate, can I kill like exclusively black people? Where's the hood? Ah, where the hood? Come back here. Guys, where is the hood located? Do I have to switch to Franklin? But then it's not fun.
Yeah, but isn't like how it was?
Come back here.
The southeast is the hood and the map.
Ow! Owie! That's definitely what I'd say if I get hit by a car. That's what the ladies do in this game. They go, ow! Why did you do that?
Gets shot with a shotgun to the head. Ow! That hurt! Holy moly, dude. How are you not dead? He's like a fun guy. Yeah, where do they come from? I don't know anything about fungi. The invincible Beverly Hills girl.
Yeah.
Doesn't do anything with her superpower of invincibility. She just doesn't die.
Just goes,
gets owie! Shot and ran over. Oh, ow, that hurts! Hookers,
hookers! Let's kill him! Ha ha ha!
Slime mold. Okay, what's slime mold? You said that before.
Why are the police involved? This is just a freaking hooker.
Informal name given several kinds of unrelated.
She was hooking. What else was I supposed to do except kill her?
Can live freely as single cells, but can aggregate together to form multicellular rubber.
Hooking. Okay, that's illegal.
What about these losers? Loser.
Hold the fort.
Okay, what about slime mold? What is slime mold? Yes. What's the point?
Guess what, black people.
What about these funguses, though?
She went like a bowling ball.
Plants do photosynthesis. They make their own food from sunlight, water, and fungi decompose stuff. Oh, so it's like a virus?
You guys have science talk, let me just genocide every black person.
Yeah, go ahead. That's science, too.
Yeah, it's eugenics.
It's a science.
Science.
No, it's an art, actually. Murdering black people is an art.
Yeah.
You can call me an artist.
Oh man, I want to make a Naruto reference right now.
What are you? Are you like a comedian or an artist? Yeah, you could say I'm an artist if murdering black people is an art.
What? Why is my car going so slow? I have like three tires left. That's so many.
What about it? Just tell me. I don't want to be watching the video.
Uh-oh. Oh shoot, what just exploded? Oh, it was my diaper. Gotta change.
Okay. What else, guys? It acts like a brain, but it has no neurons. What do you mean acts like a brain? That's really vague. What does a brain do, actually? What do brains do? They just pulsate.
Yeah, but don't all things act like a brain? Like all cells?
Isn't the brain's like a big DNA?
Well, all cells have DNA, right. But yeah, I know what you mean. Like all DNA sort of acts like a brain somehow.
Yeah, what does a brain do? It makes you think so you can reproduce and do the right things. Isn't that just the DNA? It makes you remember so you're not retarded. I don't know. I don't give a F about science. So when I ask questions, I make them really poignant. Like, isn't the brain just a big DNA? Isn't everything like a
car,
DNA?
Car, give me car. Give me car. Thank you. Let's go.
Thank you for the car.
Hey. There's no need
Mom
for
Mom and Dad, I just killed a black person.
Ah! You stupid idiot. What are you doing? I'm trying to drive here and the police is stopping in front of me. All right, do I have to start shooting?
Ah, you fucking idiot! Screaming. What are you doing? That's what a girl said to Hitler when she tried to kill him.
I'm gonna stop being able to scream and or steering.
Like, okay, okay, tell me what slime mold does. I'm not gonna watch videos of it. Maybe I will if it's really short. But tell me what it does. It's just like suck on swallow. Something stuff about it.
Did the black person die? Oh, should I die? Oh man. Yeah, how does, like, we weren't able to figure this out, but how does DNA even, how do things arrange?
Oh, I'm not asking that anymore. I'm just, like, accepting that it's impossible to explain.
Okay, yeah. I think we came to that conclusion. Because, like, the fact, like, the idea that that's all random, like, does it just come together like that at a molecular level?
Like, I buy everything, honestly. I'm accepting of evolution all the way through, but the first part of, like, which of nothing becoming thing that wants to reproduce.
Yeah, like, is that all just chemical chain reactions? That just happen to happen how so that it sort of wants to reproduce?
No, like, how? No, that's impossible. That's impossible. That makes no sense. That's impossible. There's something really impossible about that, that makes it not even worthwhile to ask. A bunch of stuff reacts and then it becomes a thing that wants to reproduce. No. There's a big impossible jump there.
Yeah.
Mix Coke with Mentos.
Because there's
does,
multiple like, things. Whoa. Like it wants to maintain homeostasis and like. Why? Just cause?
Yeah, like, you mix Coke with Mentos and it explodes. It doesn't freaking become a being with a wiener and tries to find a vagina. You can quote me on that. I just proved the beginning point of evolution is impossible.
Yeah.
Because when I mix Coke and Mentos,
like, I kind of understand the idea that, like, oh, all these different proteins could form amino acids, but how does amino acid get to, hey, I want the wife?
There's something really impossible there that I'm not even willing to consider. Like, something about intent. Nothing has intent. It's just things, they happen to fall on each other and they react and explode. And all of a sudden, there's a guy walking. Not a guy, a cell, and it's not walking. It's like, and like eating other things up. But that sounds like impossible by the rules of things.
Put the fuck out! Yeah, I think once you get to actions that are sort of like are personified. Like it wants.
It has no intent. Nothing has intent. It's only something has intent and it's doing something. Yeah, the rules of things. I should make that a book.
I ain't got no car in here. Oh, I guess I gotta steal. How much money do I have? Can I make a cool car? Oh my gosh.
Okay. Okay. What? Anything else?
Stop.
Fungi being alien, I don't know about that one, but it seems really interesting. Because fungi, they made people go start seeing straight up orbs. What's wrong with you?
Fudge. yeah, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Shut up. Good game.
I can't believe you're running me over right now! That's literally what this stupid idiot said. Dumb idiot. Stupid retard. I don't even have the map explored yet. Yeah.
Ow!
Owie!
He got shot in the head with a 50 cal. Ow!
What was that for?
What was that for, dude?
I've never eaten a mushroom. Don't they taste like stupid?
You're trying to go? Crap? You have a 50 cal lodge in your head. I guess not lodge. You just, your head is just exploded.
Yeah, you can't get it really lodged in there. It's going to explode.
You're like, ow, what was that for? Dude, you want to go? You want to go? You have like a fist sized hole in your head. You want to go, dude? You want to go right now? You want to go outside?
You want to go outside? No, not. Can we? We're gonna take this outside. Just go outside.
We're gonna take. You do that again, dude. I'm gonna straight up beat you up. Shot him in the head with the 50 cal. There's nothing of his head left.
Who are you? Can I run you over?
Dude, who are you? Like, what's wrong with you? Like, are you mad at me?
Owie!
Are you mad at me? How would you do that? Are you mad at me?
Are you mad at me or something?
What hell can you shoot me in the head with a 50 cal?
These women just stand there while they watch as their two coworkers get run over. And just scream. They just stand and scream.
Ah, no, stop. Please don't do that. That's wrong.
What is this shit?
No, stop.
Why are the police after
Aren't
me?
Aren't there, like, mushrooms on pizza? Am I eating Satan? I guess I won.
This is a nice car. I should come back.
I guess that means I beat him. If I eat Satan. He's in my belly, and I poop him out later. I just pooped Satan. I guess that's why sometimes it hurts when I poop.
Why does it hurt when I poop? Like, what's up with that?
Have you ever felt sometimes like you're pooping Satan? Maybe you're doing it, actually. Maybe you're actually pooping Satan. How would you know? When you look at the bowl later, it's pretending to be poop. But it was actually Satan. Coming out of your butthole. I'm pretty sure that happens all the time.
Like Satanic Eucharist, it looks like poop, but it's actually Satan flesh.
Isn't poop Satan's flesh? I'm pretty sure it is. What else would he?
Satan's flesh and blood, poop.
Poop and pee. Oh, that. I think we actually. I think we're actually right.
Hold on.
Because if it would make sense for his flesh and blood to be poop and pee. That's what water and bread become. Doesn't that make sense? You eat bread and water, you poop and pee.
Hmm.
So I guess poop and pee is Satan's Eucharist. That's why I poop and pee.
Pagasi? What's that? Some kind of gay?
Did you want me to perform?
Do I even have money? Oh, I got $7,000. I'll spend it all on making. Where's like,
the BTF is life? It's so complicated. You don't really take it seriously. That's why, like, even looking into science without being retarded, it makes you realize how freaking awesome God is. Like, that little loser retard from 2,000 years ago has become this one. Not 2,000 years
ago. Yeah, is there even a good, like, definition of life if they look at it so, like...
No, they don't. I learned about that. They don't because viruses make it impossible to define. Because they say, yeah, thing that has these things, and then virus has, like, nothing.
Right. The virus just has, like, DNA that it injects and other things for some reason.
I don't know. That's really weird. I don't know. I still, I forgot what it was. There's something that the viruses don't have that you're supposed to have to be alive that they don't. And it's unexplainable. So I think... I think it's impossible. I think I define life as anything with intent, because like rocks falling or, you know, guys just squirting, they don't have intent. But a DNA, a little loser retard going and like slurping up some sludge in the bottom of the sea, that has intent. Does it act on its own?
Intent to suckle.
The intent to suckle. That's what defines our life. Yeah, that's the great entrance of life on Earth.
Intent to suckle and fart.
It's pretty much what we did, because we didn't poop. We didn't eat enough to
poop. Right, because, like, plants and stuff. Yeah.
We just
pump
fart.
Out oxygen. They're just farting. Useful farts. Hold up, how do I get gay and die?
Tutorial, WikiHow.
Viruses only have RNA and have use. What? They told me in school that they inject their DNA like a sperms.
Like a freaking sperm semen thing. Yeah, was that what your teacher told you? Word for word?
Virus splooge.
Okay, so,
the virus splooges in all your cells.
And,
they're
not like other life forms. What they do is that they inject their DNA into other things like freaking sperm, semen, freaking. And these are the fungi.
Yeah, freaking.
What? Like, imagine in the 45-minute class, the teacher does that, and it moves on. There's no place for you to ask him, what was that?
Mm-hmm. What's the best clothes?
They're robots?
I'm thinking cosmetic.
Who built
right
viruses?
Now.
Was that Satan's first attempt to kill us? Viruses? I mean, after we got dropped? From our label, God.
Not alive?
We're pretty much musicians.
Yeah,
we're
but
much
why do they
like
choose to replicate if they're not alive?
Yeah.
Why do they want to propagate themselves?
Are we like rappers and God was our label and we got dropped because we didn't show up to rap?
Yeah, we didn't show up at the stew.
We didn't show up at the stew. We smoked too much weed and decided to drop us from his label. And now we're like independent, struggling. Nobody listens to our albums and mixtapes.
Yeah.
Because we suck. We can't even rhyme. Our albums are like 46 minutes of us going. And when we do get a word out, it never rhymes.
Oh, man.
I mean, robots aren't alive. It has no intent, it's just acting. Is that like a virus? Are viruses robots?
Right. But who programmed them?
Was it programmed by, like, Satan? Has no free will ever? Or will at all? Has no will. That's what I mean. Not free will. We have free will. Nobody else has.
Beep, beep, boo. Beep, beep, boo. Well, what separates an animal from a robot if they're both just following their programming? How do I look like a gay retard? What separates an animal from a robot if they both just follow their programming?
No, animals don't just follow programming. Because they can program themselves.
What?
Not directly. But they can take in new information and make new information out of it. That's the difference.
Oh, there's intelligence.
Yes, that's what I mean. Their intelligence develops. They don't just accrue information and do nothing with it. They
right.
also make new things out of it. That a robot can do that. They cannot make an unpredictable. That's why all that retarded Elon Musk stuff about AIs, BS. Robots, they're never.
Have you
they
ever
get more complicated.
A car in GTA without crashing every 5 seconds?
Yeah, I would play GTA 4 without like disrespecting the laws of driving.
But I disrespect the laws of physics with my butt.
How do you do that? Is it too big? Or...
What do you think?
Oh no, the guy's stuff. It's not really too... Like,
what do you think?
It can't get so big that the universe can't support. The universe is infinite, isn't it?
What even is pee?
I know.
What? Well, ask this a good question. What is pee? Why does it? Why does it yell?
Urea? Urethra.
Yeah, that's a good non-answer. No. Like, why is urea yellow? I don't need anything yellow. Why is it becoming yellow?
Because it reflects yellow. Or something. No, everything. No, wait.
Is that what your teacher said too?
Yeah, you said, oh, you will.
I mean, like, it reflects. I mean, okay, yeah, moving on.
Sorry, I don't know anything. I'm sorry.
Why is urea yellow? Why does it become yellow? Do we have yellow pigments inside us? And there's like a little chocolate factory? And they paint the candy coming out of it? It's not candy. I've made sure.
How do the police even find out when I run people over that I'm doing it?
How do the police even find out when I pee?
Yeah. I mean, they call me every time I pee to say that I just peed. Oh, you want to go?
Tell me. They call me to inform me.
No, I don't have a gun. I just I want to have a fist fight.
What the hell did you just say to me?
What?
Idiot. I'm pulling over right now. I'm going to freaking kill you. Oh, I'm sorry. The cop.
There we are. Come back here, you gay retard. Oh, I guess I have to punch women now. I don't know. For some reason, when I watch boxing, it looks like two people, like, poking each other in the face. And then they fall down.
You retarded?
Yeah, I don't know. For some reason, punches don't seem like they hurt that much. I know they do, but I don't know. I just watch and I'm like, yeah, right.
Because most of them are not, they're not punches as we think of them. You think punch as the fist straight up hitting the head. Mm-hmm. Their punches are like disorienting. That's it's like, it's sort of like your girlfriend hitting a pillow. And I'm not your girlfriend. Your girlfriend doesn't have arms. And it's sort of like my girlfriend hitting me in the head with a pillow. It doesn't hurt me. Disorients me.
Right.
I'm actually lying right now. I just came up with this. I don't actually know anything about boxing. But I think that's it. Because a lot of people, there's a lot of TKOs going. Because if there's like five good punches, you're knocked out. And they hit like what? 30 punches?
Oh, just punch the cop in the face.
In a round?
Ah, don't shoot me. Don't shoot me. This is a fist fight. What do you have a gun for? That's cheating.
Like, most of your punches.
When,
like,
I signed the contract, they said no guns.
They don't hit with your whole forearm behind them. They hit with just the hand. So it just disorients and, like, shakes their head around.
Yeah, but wouldn't that really hurt? Fast.
It doesn't hurt. It just makes you disoriented.
Yeah, but, like, if you... Because, like, the chin is, like, a lever for your whole freaking head. Like, you shake your own brain around. That's gotta hurt.
I don't think you have headaches. It doesn't hurt. It's, like, spinning really fast. Does shaking your head hurt? Maybe because you're retarded.
Yeah, that kind of hurts a little bit.
Sometimes it does, but only when I have a mild headache for me. But sometimes I don't. That's how people can headbang and it doesn't hurt them.
No, that hurt me.
Yeah,
for multiple
hurts
reasons.
You.
I'm retarded.
Hurts your everything. Everything hurts. You just moved.
Hold on, you gotta go to work? I'll take care of that for you. He just flew over the freaking car. Supenta. Hold on, I just gotta back up a little bit. Where are you?
Okay, what was I talking about? I keep forgetting what I'm talking about. Farting? Pooping? Peeing?
What's the fastest way to destroy
punching! Okay, punching. The punches are just like to shake your noggin. Because they're just hand punches. The ones that do get the whole forearm behind them, they kill you. If you get like five of those in a row, the judge usually stops the fight.
Yeah, brain damage. But, like, it's gotta hurt, cause like people get like skull fractures, their whole skull caves in. Like, come on.
It's not very frequent, is it?
No, but
usually they hurt their legs. Cause that's like.
I feel like I'd rather get punched in the head than in the liver, honestly.
I don't see your point. I mean, I see your point from you, but that's not the same for me.
Really? You'd rather get punched in, like, your organs? I hate that. I hate, like...
Yeah, I'm pretty, stomach, like, core pain and everything tough. Like that. If I get hit in the head, I'm, like, deaf, blind, retarded.
Yeah, well, not necessarily.
That's crazy.
You probably get a concussion, but that doesn't necessarily...
What kind of hurt you're talking about?
I've had a concussion before. I don't know. But probably... Because if you get punched...
Somebody domes you with your fist.
If you get punched, like, hard enough in your head to cause, like actual retardation brain damage, if you took that to your liver, you'd probably die. Like, one of your organs?
No, but you didn't just get punched in your liver's not sticking out like your wiener. Covered in a bunch of abs.
Oh. Well, I'm thinking me.
Okay.
I mean, you don't have like 20 abs, do you?
No, but I have core. It's like upper body muscle. It's not defined, but it's there. It's just like, is there like people who have fat arms, but they can kill you with one punch? Like Sam High doesn't have like buff arms, but he can murder a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
With punches. He's huge. That's what I'm thinking about. Like, if you get hit in the head with a good one, your like orbital bones and your everything is straight up out, and not even in your brain. Probably definitely harder forever.
I think it's hard to get punched hard enough that you become retarded. You can get memory loss, but you don't become retarded. I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about, but that's my intuition.
How hard, like, what was the haymaker? The reason, because when people fight, they don't really hit haymakers. That's like hitting someone in the nose in a fight is basically a unicorn. It doesn't happen.
Ow!
They're probably gonna graze their ear or something like that. You're better off hitting the side of their head, and that just knocks them out because it makes them really disoriented. But you're talking about hitting someone in the middle of the face, their nose is backwards and they're blind. Full force. A man punches a man in his face full force, like a few times. There's a lot of breakage there that isn't gonna, like, is unfixable.
I think the damage happens more often when they get knocked out and hit the head. Yeah, hitting the back of your head.
Yeah, that's way worse. Hitting and falling. The punches. Actual punching doesn't do well. Your cranium is a pretty tough puppy, but if you get in the face, there are holes in your face. So you're like, what's going on? There's like eyeballs in your face, man. You can like punch them into your skull.
I mean, like, getting hit in the cheek, not square, like, directly on your nose.
In the cheek? Oh, it's like, unless you're gonna knock you out. It's a sort of side. I'm talking, like... Yeah, that's gonna swing your head sideways. It's not gonna hurt your head. It's probably worse to get hit in the liver than... That, all they can do is knock you out. But if I'm talking, like... No dodging. You have to let it hit. Square in the middle of your face. It's probably gonna kill you if it hits you in the face.
I doubt that.
Yeah. I don't know. Not gonna kill you, but...
I'd rather that than getting hit.
If you scrunch up your face and someone hits you in the middle of the face, in your nose, it's probably gonna break your nose and screw up your orbital bones.
I'd rather have that than, like, hurting in my stomach or something.
But if the only defense is scrunching up your face, because if you don't scrunch up your face, your eyes are like popping. You're blind.
They're not gonna punch you in your eye, and your eye is caved in a little bit, anyways.
But if you hit someone hard enough in their face, I mean, your fist doesn't. It's not like a cannonball. You just the nose. You're gonna like. Squish
it also depends spine. Is it just like raw fist or do they have wraps on or what?
Raw fist? I don't know. Taking a few of those to your face would probably blind you. And if you scrunched up your core muscles, if you're not a woman, you'd probably get away with a lot of liver shots.
Aren't you supposed to be relaxed?
No, you can scrunch up your face, you just can't dodge.
Yeah, you can't dodge, but I mean in a fight, like, aren't your muscles supposed to be relaxed?
In a fight?
Yeah.
No. What?
Isn't that better?
That sounds like... No. Because you'd rather hurt your muscles than hurt your liver, or brain, or eyes. That sounded so absurd that it's almost like I'm doubting myself now. But I don't think being relaxed is a good idea in a fight. Because then it just, like, it's gonna hurt your bones, man. Why the ear, man? It was perfect. Ah, that movie's so good.
Someone look that up, if you're supposed to be tense.
You shouldn't go. I mean, how could you even fight relax? You flail your arms?
No, I don't mean, like, literally relax all muscles. I mean, like, not tensing up.
What do you mean? What's the difference?
I think the difference is the extent. Not just like this noodle arm man at the freaking car dealership.
I mean, what is the maximum tension is what you're supposed to be doing, because that defends your bones and organs the most. Because you don't know where he's gonna hit next. Yeah, you should be tensing up. Yeah, if you relax your muscles, internal organs will take a hit. Exactly. They're gonna burst.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, the thing about heads are... You can work your core out. You cannot work your face out. So, like, big time, if you get hit in the stomach, it doesn't do much damage. But your face is always just your face. You can't really... Like, what are you gonna do to your face to make it stronger? If you're like the if you're a fighter, you can take a bunch of rockets to your.
Oh man, crazy things going on in GTA. Hold up, no witnesses. No witnesses.
Try beating up the noodle arm man. Guarantee you tie it before he does.
Whoa, what is the SWAT team doing here? I didn't do nothing. I killed all the witnesses. How do you guys even know? Man. How do you even know?
Somebody tell you?
Who told you? Who was a snitch? Oop, my other monitor shut off temporarily. Did the power go out? Hold on, just give me a second, guys. Oh my gosh.
I feel like this was a good podcast.
Yeah.
There wasn't a lot of Get Off My Lawn podcast, old ones, and like basically learning how to do radio from Gavin the Fix.
Why is this car going so slow? Did I block? Is my butt too big? It's weighing this car down. Wait, how do I change a first person view?
V.
I'm sure I'll be able to do this.
Alright, I think we should wrap it up.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Oh, enough speaking, my mouth is tired. Does the audience have anything to say today? Can you give some constructive criticism? Of course. Perfect. You guys least give some, like, we're always looking for criticism. I criticize myself so much.
N-word? That's your constructive criticism? Wow. Nope, just playing Minecraft and making music, babe.
Can't believe you just called me an N-word as a constructive criticism.
Alright, this car is not super...
Which N-word is from constructive criticism. And I'm very depressed when I am. Maybe though, that same world will have animals with, like...
What be that music playing in the background? Sportsmen by... Japanese man. You'll find it.
Can you guys stop being retarded and, like, give me all your money? On newproject2.com/sof and in censor.tv and find out what Gavin... What is Gavin's email? Like the public one, not the super secret.
I don't know.
What do we have?
He has like 20 emails.
We gotta find that out. Yeah, everybody email Gavin and tell him to go raise. that's gonna be cool.
Think you can beat me in a fight? I'll kill you. Oh, he's dead.
Cause, Gavin goes Zoikies, but he's a billionaire. Probably not. Maybe. But he has a lot of money. And he can pay us.
She died from one hit? One punch! Hold on, I'm streaming.
Your dad wants to pee in your floor.
Okay, again? Yeah, I'll go. We're gonna wrap it up anyways.
What is your dad telling you to do?
Poop and pee and fart.
Well, as always.
As usual. As always. Alright, yeah, we should wrap it up because I gotta go somewhere.
Yo, okay. Everybody in the audience, go email Gavin and tell him to give us a raise. And, give us money in the meantime. No! Newproject2.com/sof. Up to $25 and get access to the Minecraft server. But you should do it anyway. There's like one-time payments and you can pay us $50 to make the amazing content we make. Get more money for it. Do this as a job and make it better. Get more costumes. Get Nazi youth costumes and all that.
Mm-hmm.
We're already doing that right now, by the way. When Sophie's done with that, in a few years, I'm probably going to have kids. And guess what she's going to gift my kids for birthday? So... Give us money. And I already know she's gonna do that. When my kid is like 13, and so if he has to give it a birthday gift, she's gonna go, yeah, oh, I don't even have to buy anything. I already have it.
What? She didn't die one punch?
You didn't die one punch? That's one question that I want to ask myself more often.
Uh-huh.
What? She didn't die in one punch?
That's what that lady said when I killed her. For good measure. Man, I'm on exactly. Foot and they cannot get me. These guys are incompetent.
Guess the police doesn't deserve any money. Guess you should evade taxes and give us the money you would pay in taxes to us. Oh, your punches are very powerful, Jesus. Kicking them in the head.
I could just do this forever and I'd be happy.
Running people over, killing people.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody. Go to newproject2.com/sof. Get access to the Minecraft server. Get access to the Tidbit podcasts. Get access to the stream archives. Get access to the main videos. Get access to the side orders, which are far and few in between, but they're really good. And what else do we have? Oh, yeah, get in the credits. Everybody's going to remember that you're a Nazi, and everybody's going to fire you from any jobs you get. Always.
Yeah.
What should be your tagline when we end the show?
Right. Gavin has one.
Fart. And I'm feeling it's cool.
I think we made one like his.
Get out. Get raped. Get in a murder scene. Get in a lot of gay sex. When he doesn't say get in everything.
Auschwitz.
Oh, no. Like, get out. Fart.
Get out. Get out. Fart. I think that's it.
Okay, guys. What do we do now? Get out, fryer yourself out of a cannon.
get out there. Get out. Fire yourself out of a cannon. Of a cannon. That took like two plot twists.
Oh my god. What else do you do after that?
Fart, I guess. Fire yourself out of a cannon? Fart.
Yeah, have a good night, everybody. See ya.
See ya.